The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Urena's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin the feast of fun and fun. Just see the difference Urena makes and beat it right along.
Yes, I need a sip of tea because, you know, the tension. Now, I'm feeling tense. I have tension in my sensitive body. One moment, please. Oh, I love green tea. Green tea just makes me tingle. I don't know what it is about green tea. Maybe it's the vodka in it. No, I don't put vodka in my green tea. Just a little gin. Oh, God, I hate gin. Ugh, feh. Gin is horrible. Gin is like drinking cologne. I do not get, although I have drunk it if I'm out of vodka, but I don't get the concept of gin. It is just the strongest, oddest flavor. Let's do this, my sweet and most wonderful lovies. We're going to move forward. We're going to push forward just like we're pushing out a baby. Ew.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Just makes me tingle.
Ew.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3223 of the BFO for Monday the 15th of June 2020, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my weekend and a little preview of Pride 48. Yes, it is. Junipus, Big Fatty, hi everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Now y'all, I gave you a little bit of a heads up at the end of last week that today, Monday the 15th of June is a very important day across the world. Yes, Big Fatty, y'all, it is World Gin Day. Big Fatty, why do you whirl it? I don't understand. Can't you just pour it and not whirl? It's world. Oh, well, that's very different. Yes, WORLD. Yo, did you know that that's how you say the letter after V and before X? You don't say W, you say like two words. It's double U. Big Fatty. That's lovely. Y'all, last time I talked to you was on Thursday night. That new quiz program called Don't debuted. Trucker Alex sent me a message saying, "Are you gonna be watching Don't?" And I said, "Yes." I hadn't seen it yet, but I recoded it. It came on right after the Holy Moly. The Holy Moly, y'all, I got to say, do you remember the old, what was the name of the show that had the big balls on it? It was not called Bounce. It was called, what was it called? Big Fatty, I hear them screaming it out, but I can't understand what they're saying. It was, it'll come to me. It was Wipeout. That's it. Wipeout. One of my favorite shows. One of my favorite shows of all time. In fact, if you've never seen Wipeout, you should go back and look for it on the, on the TV machine. But y'all, it's just I mean, it's just funny. And this is the holy moly is kind of like Wipeout and Putt-Putt Golf combined. Oh, and y'all, it was just and y'all, it stars one of no, I don't think that's right. I don't think that's the same person. Rob Riggle is one of the somebody Testaverde or whatever. He's on the ESPN. So it has the straight man from the sports world, and then the comedian. But no, the other one is that's not the one that used to be Vera's neighbor. I can't remember what his name is. Fatty, who cares? But anyway, y'all, Thursday night, I don't recall that there was anything of notice to pass along to you. Y'all, I will tell you that on Friday. Did I tell you I made a meatloaf? Yes, Big Fatty, don't let your meatloaf. And I made it. You know, Vera accused me of making a meat brick before, and she was right. But y'all, this one's pretty good, even though it's made me gassy. Big Fatty, everything makes you gassy. But y'all, I also on Friday. Y'all, I made my beer bread, and y'all, it's very simple. It is very simple. Big Fatty, are you gonna give them a recipe? Well, I would if I had a bumper. Hold my meatloaf.
It's recipe recommendation time. It's recipe recommendation time. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and enjoy a recipe from Big Fatty or one of his chef listening friends. It's recipe recommendation time. Hey, cook up a storm.
Dick, I say y'all, that of course is Digga, and Digga, thank you so much for that totally original. Never heard before. Bumper Big Fatty, there's a bumper for everything. There is indeed. And y'all, by the way, everybody is making bread now. Have you noticed that? Yes, Big Fatty, it smells like the rawhide, that yeast smell. Oh, never mind. So y'all, my recipe is, y'all, it's very simple. It's 3 cups of self-rising flour. It is 3 tablespoons of sugar. And it is a 1 can or bottle of beer. And y'all, you just mix it all together until it's just mixed together, and you put it in a greased loaf pan. Big Fatty loaf pan sounds vulgar. And y'all, then you cook it at 350, I think, for 45 minutes or something like that. And y'all, it doesn't rise like it had a lot of yeast in it. The only yeast in it is from the beer. But y'all, it is a cakey bread, and it's just delicious, and you can really taste the beer in it and everything. You know, that Casey in Denver has made it, and I think he enjoyed it. So anyway, y'all, if you're looking for an easy way to make some bread, you know, you could probably make this loaf and then kind of cut it out and put soup in it, or you could cut it out and put like a dip in it or something like that. Or be ready, you're just becoming the Martha Stewart of Pride 48. No, I don't think so. Remember, I had the sour stomach just a few weeks ago. Yes, we ready. How could we forget? Anyway, did that on for right. Y'all, we had rain. We had rain, and y'all, it's just been hot as blue blazes. So I didn't really nipple walk on for right day. I hadn't been real good about my nipple walks this week, but y'all, it's just too much. It's just too much. But y'all, we had a small group for right at Fatty's. It was just Durwood and young Nicholas and myself, and my neighbor from the City of Angels. He just popped in for a bit too. But y'all, Durwood had brought over some barbecue ribs that he gets at some Mexican restaurant. Yes, Big Fatty, the Chinese Palace, I think he called it. Then I had some of the buffalo chicken dip. It was real good. And y'all, I had gotten some Triscuits. I had a coupon if you bought a box of the cheddar flavored Triscuits or a box. Well, you had to buy two boxes, but they had to be either the cheddar flavor or the tzatziki. You know, that's the Greek Mexican flavor. Then you got an extra dollar off, and they were on sale, so I got one of each. Y'all, the tzatziki. If you like Greek food, the tzatziki Triscuits are really good. They'd be especially good if you dipped them in some tzatziki sauce or put some feta cheese on it or some gyro meat or something. Y'all, it's just lovely. Just lovely. But I put the cheddar out with the buffalo chicken dip because it's kind of a cheesy dip. And young Nicholas ate so much buffalo chicken dip that on Saturday, y'all, he sent me a message about 6 p.m. in the afternoon saying that his butthole was on fire from the buffalo chicken dip. Big Fatty, he's got a hot one, doesn't he? Oh, no, a different way. There were a lot of flies. There were a lot of flies. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, the smells coming from the villa attracts the flies. It's something we've learned to live with. So we came inside and we visited. Oh, y'all, and we were done. It was a little bit early. I guess it was 9:15, maybe 9:30 when it was all done. And so everybody went their separate ways. Young Nicholas had to work on Saturday. I just watched some things on the TV machine. I've been trying to catch up on things. I also finished up, I think it was season 3 of the Schitt's Creek. And so I'm in season 4 now. And I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying it. Y'all, without commercials or anything, it's only about 20 minutes, 22 minutes, something like that. Slept pretty well on Friday night. Saturday night also. I'm pleased with that. I told you I bought that melatonin. I had tried it in the past and it hadn't done anything, but I think it may be kicking in and helping now. Yes, Big Fatty, the medications affect the elderly in different ways than when you are spry and young. This is a good way for it's affecting me. Y'all, Saturday, I'm trying to think what I did on Saturday. I don't think I did a damn thing. I did a nipple walk. I have nipple walked on Saturday and Sunday. Because it's gotten cool. We've had, the Weather Rat calls it the Northeast Fetch. So it's bringing in the cool air and the lower humidities and everything. But y'all, I'm going to tell you, from Sunday night until about Thursday morning, there's a 99% chance of rain. So I don't know how much nipple walking I will get in the rest of this week. And, what am I trying to say? Big Fatty, we don't know. We got Hortensia. Hortensia is set to come Tuesday. I had sent her a little e-letter saying that I was doing well, and I hope she was too, and I'll see you Tuesday. Big Fatty, next Tuesday? Yes, see you next Tuesday. What was I going to say? Saturday, you know, old Cricket Hat. Old Cricket Hat was moving 4 men and 2 trucks. Big Fatty, I can't imagine he had anything for him to move. He moved it all himself. I sent him a Well, I had been working on the Pride 48 June schedule. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, should we go ahead and tell them? Well, yes. This is a little bit of a preview. On tomorrow's little show, we're going to give you the schedule. But everything hadn't been finalized quite yet, so I'm not sharing it with you right now. But y'all, and I'm recording this prior to the State of the Station on Sunday evening. But y'all, that'll be released as a little show if you're not able to be there. But anyway, Big Fatty, can we just tell them the news? Yes, tell them the news. Big Fatty, I am pleased to announce that Pride 48 2020... will have not only the Death Hornets, but I will be having my little show, His Poodle, as a part of the schedule. Well, you know, this is lovely. Now, Poodle, you want to give us a little preview of what to expect? Well, Big Fatty, we're still tying up some loose ends. Big Fatty, I'm not talking about your butt. But anyway, it's going to be a cavalcade of stars. Oh, and it's going to just bring back so many memories. And it's just going to be a celebration of Pride 48 and little shows. And it's just lovely. Just lovely. Well, I'm looking forward to it. When is your time slot? Well, Big Fatty, you hadn't announced it yet. I don't know. Anyway, I had requested an early morning slot because, you know, the old people, they get up early. Well, I don't. Well, Big Fatty, you're the... Well, okay, many of the old people get up. Well, anyway, Poodle is going to have her little show. Y'all, I think we've got four or five brand new little shows. Y'all, we've got several surprises of little shows that gave up the ghost. But y'all, they're coming back. They're going to come back for Pride 48. But y'all, all that. We'll talk about all of that on Tamari's little show. And y'all, I think, unless I'm mistaken, I think that pretty much was my weekend. Yes, Big Fatty! Yeah, because y'all, one thing I forgot to mention, y'all, we had 32 little shows sign up for Pride 48, so thrilled to death about that, that's for sure. But y'all, today, like I said at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, it's World Gin Day, and y'all, you know, Big Fatty. If you know one thing about Big Fatty, you know Big Fatty enjoys a Tanqueray and tonic with two limes. Yes, Big Fatty, unless they're the giant pieces, then you can just get by with one. But y'all, I encourage you to celebrate today on World Gin Day. Yes, Big Fatty, use some of that Peter G tonic water too. It's just lovely. Yes. Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. Y'all, one other thing to put on your mark and calendar, the 20th, this coming Saturday, y'all, we're going to have our next Pride 48 Zoom cocktail party, and we'll have more information on that. And y'all, next Sunday is Father's Day, and remember, Big Fatty offers it every year. Big Fatty will be happy to be your daddy for Father's Day. So anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the old gal, and old gal, when you hear about Big Fatty celebrating World Gin Day, how do you feel?
Just makes me tingle.
Ew. Oh, Big Fatty, you made the old gal tingle. Normally that requires a crash call.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.